Girls, thank you for giving me permission to chat to you. What do you see as being beneficial in being in Learning Plus? What has it given you, just individually?
Just, like, going over, like, one-on-one with the teacher and, like, going over, like, the planning of, like, all the different things you do and just having, like, the extra time.
What do you... When you say extra time for...
Like, extra time to, like, understand, like, in class, because they could be, like, explaining it different than when you come here.
What's the difference in class?
It's, like, harder to understand, or, like...
Do you know why?
Probably because they're talking to so many people.
Anything else?
Yeah, it's, like, further into depth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like you actually get kind of work done here because you're not as distracted, because it's, like, a smaller group of people. And yeah, you have like that extra help, so if you're stuck or something, I'll like be more thorough with it. And
like a one-on-one, you get like more one-on-one opportunities.
Okay. And if you do you think that that's all improved your achievement levels? Yeah. Has that had impact on, you know, your homework tasks and your exams, your tests, etc.?
Yeah, because it's kind of like having a spare, but with like a like almost like a tutor.
Right, yep.
So, like, you, instead of, like, a despair where you kind of sometimes don't do anything here, you kind of do work. And then it's, like, done, so you don't need to go do that at home or something.
So the time's really important because the pace in class is quite fast. How would you say, though, in terms of what if there was a transference of what happens in Learning Plus into the classroom as well, if that could be could happen? What would you like to see happen
Wait,
in
does
your...
does that mean you don't get Learning
Plus? No, because I knew that. I knew you were going to think that straight away. No, say if you had your Learning Plus, but then in the classroom, some of the strategies that are done in Learning Plus, could you see if teachers use them that might be helpful or not?
It could be, but like maybe, but it kind of depends. Like, it's kind of better up here because it's smaller.
Okay, so it's a lot to do with the small size group and the pace of what's being done in
yeah.
Learning Plus as well.
Because, like, everyone's, like, on the same level, if that makes sense. Like, we're all on, like, similar levels, so it's down there. Like, you have, like, some people that are, like, really, really, really smart.
Who are going quickly.
Yeah.
They
then,
can
like,
go through the pace.
Keep up with that, whereas here, like, everyone kind of, like, understands, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah, I understand that. Okay. Okay, thank you. That's great. So I need to, I wanted to ask you about what you see as the benefits of having Learning Plus.
Initially, I came into Learning Plus because I was incredibly disorganised and wasn't completing any homework tasks. With the assistance from Miss Gainsler, Miss Brady, Miss Carly Flavian and Sarah, I have now completed all my tasks. I complete my tasks now to a high standard and submit them on time. I appreciate the extra... You know, the extra time, it's like an extra spare, but there's also people there to assist you if you need help. So I really appreciate that.
Okay, what are the things that were that you took on board from, say, Learning Plus that made that big difference? So what kind of things, strategies maybe that helped you?
Definitely Quizlet.
Mm-hmm.
It's something none of us enjoy, but we know we have to do to help us with our vocab. As well as, I mean, with every English text we get, we always have a set vocab list that we go over. We go over the plot line. We do certain, what other sort of tasks do we do? We do keywords. We go over how to, Kahoot, go over how to write an essay, the structure. So it's just, it's basically like getting a really big warm hug. I couldn't describe it in any other way.
So why wouldn't that necessarily happen in your day-to-day classes?
Well, for instance, in my English class, it's difficult to contribute because I'm in a group with people who are at a very high standard intellectually, whereas I am too, maybe socially, just not academically, and it's different. It's difficult to have self-confidence and put your hand up and contribute when you feel as if your contribution isn't as worthwhile as maybe others in the class. Whereas you come into Ed Support, everyone's in the same boat. You've got someone there to help you. There's no judgment. There's no harm in asking for help. It's just an open space. And, you know, I must admit, I had a few panic attacks come up here when I'm struggling. And there's just always someone to assist. sometimes it feels as if they view them as working harder, whereas we're probably working harder than everyone.
Is there something about the size, you know, like the...
I definitely think it's the size.
The size makes a difference.
Teachers can't, like, give us, like, one-on-one feedback, whereas in EdSupport they can, because there's so many more people in, like, our, like, mainstream classes, like English, like calculus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that may also contribute to, like, us specifically not getting as much help.
What could work for you for teachers in the mainstream classroom? You know, could they do something additional for you, or...
I think the issue, again, is not the class, it's not the classroom setting, it's more the system. It's difficult to assist, you know, those who are struggling academically to strive in a school setting, because it's all about the results and how you do. So regardless of how we feel in our classrooms, that is disregarded when you come to EdSupport, because there's a different sense to it. There's less emphasis on what mark you're getting, and as Ms. Gensler always says, the mark doesn't matter. Like that. She says exactly like that.
Well, I will say that a mark does matter to the extent that it gives you some guide as to where you're
at.
But it's all about the feedback. It's really important. Do you have enough resources on your portals for you to review work, or is there too much or too little on your general?
Sometimes it's too much.
Actually,
all
especially
the key stuff.
Our teacher.
Yeah,
who,
she writes so much.
She
does it for, like, the smart people. She only caters for them.
This is the thing. What happens is, not to name names or anything, but with our English teacher, she thinks it's a good idea to write on the board for 80 minutes straight, which isn't in my head, because, A, I don't really know what's coming out of her mouth. I'm focusing on writing frantically. B, it's a lot of content to get in 80 minutes. It's difficult to focus, especially for me, you know.
You're not unique in the area of, you know, finding that difficult. There are many students who actually struggle with it. Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you very much.
Sorry.